This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Vivek Ramaswamy, I think, is becoming the number two option in the Republican Party. I think eventually, consistently, will be passing DeSantis in the polls. Here was his statement last night in response to the Trump indictment.
It's another sad moment in our country's history. The 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump, has yet again been indicted by the Biden DOJ, a political party in power that is now repeatedly using police force to indict and arrest and potentially eliminate its political opponents from competition. This is a politicized prosecution. It is a political persecution through prosecution, now in a third indictment just in a matter of months, against the person who is still at present the lead contender in the Republican primary for U.S. president. I want to be very clear. I am running for U.S. president in that same Republican primary. It would be easier for me if Donald Trump were eliminated from competition. That's not how I want to win. This is not about politics to me. This is about first principles. We do not want to become a country where the party in power is able to use banana republic-like tactics to eliminate its political opponents. Yet I'm sad to say that's exactly where we are. The allegations in this indictment fall flat. It is wrong and incorrect and inaccurate to place blame for what happened on January 6th at the feet of Donald Trump. I said this at the time. I've said it ever since then. I continue to say it today. I would not have made the same judgments that Donald Trump did in how he handled that day. But that's different from saying that he committed a crime. He did not. He specifically told the protesters that day to behave peacefully. The First Amendment in this country gives political protesters the ability to express themselves and their opinions freely. Donald Trump was not responsible for what happened on January 6th. You want to know what was responsible? I said this in the days after January 6th, 2021, just as I say it today. Systematic, pervasive censorship in this country. That was after a year where we had told people across this nation that you had to stay locked down in your house, in your basement, and shut up, sit down, do as you're told. If you question that, you're racist, you're anti-science, your social media accounts were silenced. You had to stay home and locked down unless you were part of BLM or Antifa, in which case it was perfectly fine to roam the streets of this country and burn many of them down. That was the double standard that then applied and said that if you said the virus originated in a lab in Wuhan, you were again a racist and had your internet accounts shut down. You were then told you had an election where you could express yourself to put the right person in charge of fixing these problems. And instead, your accounts were suppressed if you sent a mere message saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story from the New York Post was real. You had your accounts locked. Even the New York Post had its own account locked. And if you repeatedly then tell people they cannot speak, that is when they scream. If you repeatedly tell people they cannot scream, that is when they tear things down. And I think we are making a grave mistake in this country by trying to pin the blame for that at the feet of one man. If we refuse to learn our mistakes from our mistakes in the past, we are doomed to suffer an even worse fate in the future. I worry that will create a country where January 6, 2021 was a friendly parley compared to what's actually to come. I'm running for president to make sure we don't march towards some kind of national divorce. But the first and most important step that we as candidates can take in this race is to speak and speak forcefully on the side of principle, to say that even if we're competing against Donald Trump, as I am, I do not want to see him eliminated from competition using politicized tactics.
Why hasn't Ron DeSantis made or released a statement similar to that when it would only help him in the polls? Because Ron DeSantis is controlled by the Republican Party establishment. He's in there to get Donald Trump out of their way. And he might be a good guy. He might have even at one point been a great presidential candidate. But you're not going to see a statement like that from Ron DeSantis because, well, the people that control him don't want to boost or uplift Donald Trump. They'd much rather see him go to jail.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full-spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, now even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
We're joined now by another great American, Patrick Byrne, on the air here, last hour of the Alex Jones Show. And, I mean, it's no surprise. We know how corrupt our country is. We know exactly what the deep state has in store for Donald Trump. And so this third indictment is no surprise right after, of course, the Devin Archer testimony. But your response, what you think this is about, where you think it's going, and just kind of your just guttural reaction to this as an American patriot, Patrick Byrne.
Owen, good to see you again, sir. First, it's odd for me because I'm actually a participant. I was in the room for some of the most important conversations. I saw on social media last night, people who've read the indictment are saying, holy cow, Byrne's testimony is right square in the middle of the case they're trying to make. So people have figured that out. And I know there was nothing inappropriate in anything I saw. Everyone conducted themselves. And I can recreate and have on your show the precise conversation. There was nothing inappropriate. What they're trying to do is, A, provoke a reaction. B, I think that they're doing this out of weakness, not out of strength. I think that they're really walled in and trying to provoke a reaction. They're not going to get this tried before the election. So, and the real mistake they're making is now that he's been accused of this, he has subpoena power. He can subpoena witnesses. He can subpoena everything about the election that we've been fighting to get for 2 years and been rebuffed. He can compel testimony now, but because he's accused in a federal crime. So I think it's going to really backfire on the Democrats.
You know, and when I look at these potentials, I guess there's two kind of streams of thought right now. The one is that, like you just said, this is never even going to make it to trial by the election. And even if it does go through, he can just appeal it and the Supreme Court will eventually throw it out. Or, okay, we do go to trial. They decide to fight it there. He demands discovery. And then it's like you watch the judge saying, nope, you're not allowed to subpoena. You're not allowed to have discovery. Oh, you play a video of Democrats denying an election? Strike it from the record. Oh, you show the images of the vote counts going straight up, 300,000 votes for Biden in the middle of the night? Strike it from the record. And he just won't be allowed to put any defense or legal argument up in the courtroom, and then they can witness that. It seems to me that those are kind of the thoughts of where this is going to go right now. But that's just one of his three cases.
Yeah, they're all ridiculous. The case, you know, in Georgia, yeah, so Trump is not the most precise of speech. He's not a college professor. He's not a lawyer. In Georgia, there were two counties of over 300,000 each with ballots with no chain of no proper chain of custody. So 650,000 chains of ballots with no proper chain of custody. So Trump is saying to some guy down in Georgia, hey, I only lost by whatever, 13,000 votes. Surely you can find 13,000 votes. What he means by that is clearly there are at least 650,000 votes that should be disqualified. And that's just since then. They should have disqualified hundreds of thousands, if not a million votes or more. But and so all he's saying is, you know, he's not saying all he's saying is surely if I'm behind by 10,500, why don't you disqualify some of these hundreds of thousands of fake ballots and see if I'm really still behind? You know, he's not the most precise speaker. There's nothing about overturning an election, about asking even the strategy that the Democrats followed in January 6, 2016. Jamie Raskin, a whole bunch of them stood up in the House and objected to the recognition of electors. So it was the exact same strategy that Trump was going for on January 6th. Again,
the Democrats have denied every presidential election result they've lost in the 21st century. They make arguments in front of Congress. I mean, we got hours of tape of them rejecting electoral votes. Barbara Boxer, 2004, hilarious out there demanding John Kerry won. Do they assume the American people are too ignorant? Do they just think, is it that? What is it? Is it a thing where they just believe we're so ignorant? Or do they really think we don't care, we own you now?
They think it's they think that Americans are so ignorant, and they're largely right. Americans have no memory, seem to have no memory, and just are able to be psyoped by transparent little schemes like that. They also, I think that they're over their chortling phase. There was a phase where they were chortling because they were saying, we own you now. We're just going to inflame you. They're not chortling now. They know that they're in a fight here. They know that they've got a real problem. But I think that they're getting a bit punch drunk, frankly. I think that they're desperate. I think that this is an act of desperation. But we're going to defeat it. I know that my testimony can defeat absolutely a bunch of the indictment. I know from personal experience, and I'm not in the least afraid, come what may, to stand up in a courtroom and say exactly what was said in the Oval Office and so on and so forth. And I'm a witness. Trump, I've said this before, I'll repeat it on your show, Owen. Trump leaned over a couple times and again in a doorway where he said to me, Pat, I have no problem leaving here. If I didn't win this on January 20th, you see that place on that lawn, Pat? Marine One's going to land right over there. I got no problem walking away. My life's going to get a lot better, Pat, believe me. I will never spend a day in this city again. I've got my golf courses. I've got my friends. You know, but how can I do that if I think another, if this has been rigged and I think another country's involved? Can I really just surrender like that? There was absolutely nothing inappropriate. He was not at all some power-drunk tyrant clutching at power. I think he was half or more than half quite happy to be on his way out of Washington, D.C. So there was nothing. They can't get him for anything on any of that. So what are they going to try to get him for on January 6th because he said walk peacefully and patriotically down to the Capitol? That was an incitement to insurrection. It all sounds really stretched. And then the document. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the indictment, they actually have the tweets are actually in the indictment, and then quotes of Trump's speech are in the indictment. And I mean, folks, it, literally, they show you the tweet where he says peacefully, patriotically. They show you the tweet where he says respect law enforcement, even the one where it says go home peacefully. And they put that in the indictment, and they say, see, he was causing civil unrest. And it says, peace, in the thing. I mean, what?
The people, what I learn is people are very suggestible. Humans are very suggestible. These people know that they can, doesn't matter what the meat of the matter is, they can dress it up and just repeat, and get people to think things. And people are very suggestible. It's really been quite a discovery how suggestible people are.
Well, if you want, I mean, I'm not asking you to say anything that you might want to withhold for a courtroom, but I mean, generally, what was Trump's attitude like when this was all going on? Because when I saw his statement that he released last night in response to the indictment, it charged me up. I'm like, we got people that care about this country, man. We got real people, real Americans that care about this country. And despite everything they're going through, they're still fighting. Was it the similar attitude, similar energy that day in the White House?
Actually, I wouldn't call it that way. I would call it, he seemed like a defeated man. He was surrounded by a bunch of minions who were telling him he was defeated and not to listen to anybody else or any of these other stories. And they'd been since November 4th in the mode of trying to tell him, don't fight anything. Don't fight. Just lie back and think of England. Just let this happen. You lost. Just don't fight anything. And he was going around trying to get people to help him, and most of the people he was relying on were just weak,
weak reeds who weren't really doing anything. Now, down below, he had a bunch of supporters among his staff who wanted to help, but they were actually getting told by their seniors, don't help Trump, just get him in the mode and we're going to get you out of here. That's the mood he was in. And I showed up on December 18th. That's the mood he was in, but also on the plan of Rudy Giuliani, which was the Green Bay sweep, which we're just going to fight on January 6th. We're going to get enough senators and members of the House to object to electoral votes from six states, that we're going to get it sent back to the states, have those people take a week, recommit their electoral votes, and come back. That's the Green Bay sweep program. Didn't sound, I suppose, too promising, but that's all Trump had. So Trump was of the opinion that he had lost in all other things, but he was hanging from that weak reed. We sneak into the Oval Office on December 18th. I won't repeat how, but we got into the Oval Office without an appointment and end up sitting with the president for 4 hours. And we had him sold on... Well, sold is a big word, but we had him, we presented a plan that said, sir...
All right, I'm hanging on.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Filling in here, fourth hour. Patrick Byrne is my guest. We were interrupted by the break, but you were getting into the attitude, the approach of Donald Trump when you saw him in the White House, and then how there was kind of a front line of people saying, oh, just give up, it's over, you lost, but they were kind of a wall holding back his supporters saying, no, we're not done here, and then he was relying on the kind of January 6th with Mike Pence saying, hey, let's investigate this further, that obviously ended up not happening.
Yes, that was the callback to Green Bay sweep plan, but we walked in there on December 18th with an argument that he was not aware of. And the argument was, sir, you have the power to order some investigations. And this is based on something Barack Obama signed and you yourself signed, and which are orders that say if there's been federal interference of an election, the president can step in and order investigations and get to the bottom of it and rerun it, can do anything. And we're suggesting you just do a little bit, Mr. President. That's a quick investigation. And this is based on not theories of vote flipping from space, not theories of South Korean jets. This is based on what the federal government itself has said, sir, in the last 2 months. And I won't go through it all, but the DHS and FBI had made a number of statements about foreign attacks coming on our elections. Then on October 22nd, they were saying Iran is trying to hack our elections. On November 3rd, they said one of our 50 states has been hacked. Iran's doing other states and other nations, hostile nations have joined in. And then by the 6th and the 13th, they were admitted we were in the biggest hack of history. They announced on December 6th the biggest cybersecurity hack in history, that on the 13th it was the SolarWinds hack, and everything in America got hacked. 425 out of 500 Fortune 500 companies. The CIA got hacked, the DOD, the NSA, the DHS, the CISA, the this, the that, the what, everything got hacked. Based on that, Mr. President, and based on what Barack Obama said, that if there's reasonable belief that the president can order a quick investigation, and we're asking him to look in six places. And ultimately, the conversation came down to a DHS team going into each of six counties, taking an image of the hard drive, going back and inspecting, seeing if there had been mischief. And I even told him, and so that doesn't seem so extreme to me. I don't know. We could have got it done in a few days. And I even told him, sir, the paperwork here says we'll take 2 weeks, but we'll have an answer to you in a week, and we think we'll have, in a few days, we'll be knowing if we're going to find what we think we're going to find. And, sir, if we don't find it, I think you're going to need to concede immediately. He cut me off. He said, Pat, you got no idea. You got no idea, believe me, how easy that's going to be for me to concede. You have no idea, Pat. I can walk right over the – I'll walk out of here proud of what I've done. I've got no problem doing that. But how can I do that if there's been a foreign – I know this has been rigged. And if there's a foreign government involved, how can I do that? So that was perfectly appropriate. They can't get him for that. What happened, though, was after we left, after 4 hours, where we thought we had him reasonably on board. And I'll tell you what, the next morning we woke up saying we got to even reduce it down to – we had given him options of 6, 13, or 31 counties. We, in the morning, said, let's reduce it down to even one county. I think we got feedback saying, let's come up with a plan. This is a one-county investigation. But what happened, unbeknownst to us, when we walked out at 12:50 at night, Rudy Giuliani got him turned around in 2 minutes and said, sir, Mr. President, if we go through with Byrne's plan, we're all going to end up in prison. So they didn't do it. So Donald Trump, who'd been real low, and then we came in with our story and got him up for 4 hours, and then Rudy turns him around as soon as we leave and says, no, this is going to work, drop it. He drops it. Donald Trump goes up to his bedroom And an hour and 15 minutes later, he tweets out, hey, everybody come to D.C. on January 6th. It's going to be wild. Well, that's because he had just had this emotional roller coaster for 4 or 5 hours. He was now back on the Green Bay sweep plan. So that's how it all happened. What the prosecutors have tried to portray, or at least in the questioning, the narrative they tried to go with was that we had created some color revolution scheme and one in December 18th to brief him, and that's why, and taught him the color revolution, and that's why he went up at 1 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, everybody come to Washington because we're going to have a color revolution. That's how they're trying to connect it all. Unfortunately for them, I'm in the middle of it. They're going to have to impugn my testimony. Well, it's falling apart. They can't possibly. It's delusional.
All right, you get the frog out of your throat there. Yeah, get yourself a drink of water. I'm glad you're breaking that down for us. Okay, so let's assume, maybe not the best assumption to make, but let's assume that Trump gets a fair trial here. Let's say this goes to trial, and he starts subpoenaing, demanding discovery. He wants to know how Biden gets 300,000 votes in Detroit, in Philadelphia. You know, the rest of the stuff that goes on, the Zuckerbucks, all of this stuff. What is the approach at that point? Because it sounds like you guys were already kind of laying the groundwork for that, but they abandoned that plan. So now we can maybe come back to it in a courtroom. Is it a similar strategy?
Yes. Well, it's kind of funny because we never really abandoned the plan. We've kept on going the last 2.5 years, and we've gotten stuff. We've gotten amazing. It's been slow because it was hook or by crook. But, for example, just a week ago, we've been backing some guy, a very interesting guy from North Jersey, who uses Freedom of Information Act requests rather than using election law for citizens to audit, give something the bad guys can bite into and fight us. And we've learned, for the first time in history, we've learned that we actually can't look at elections. We just got to trust them. Americans never knew this before. But this other fellow has been using Freedom of Information Act and got citizens can get the right to inspect a bunch of things, and they can't stop that. He got the right to inspect ballots in Detroit that were recently examined by Eric Spikine, who's a noted CEO of a forensic firm with 125 scientists. They've testified in 10,000 court cases. He's done 450. He's done election law cases for 25 years. One of the nation's premier forensic scientists, CEO of his own firm, says he went up and validated this data and submitted a report last week. It turns out between 8 and 20% of the mail-in ballots are stuffed in Detroit. Between 8 and 20%. We're talking about an election Biden won by 0.2%. Turns out 8 to 20% of the ballots are stuffed. There's huge. We finally got the ability to inspect what we've been wanting to inspect since November 4th. It's kind of funny because Sidney Powell's appeal on her sanctions is next week. And she can finally argue, look, you're sanctioning me, Sidney Powell, for filing cases saying we should go inspect those ballots. Now that they have been inspected, we found exactly what we were suspecting. So how can you sanction me for anything? It turns out I was right. So she's got a clear, in any normal world, she's got a clear overturn on her sanctions. All the Michigan lawyers who've been sanctioned there is clearly overturned. We have found, and you should publicize this, we have found, if we had found this on November 4th or November 10th, it would have convinced the whole country. It just took us 2.5 years to fight our way to it, but we have it. Well, now Trump can get all that. We've already got a whole bunch of stuff done that we can just hand, and the stuff that we don't have done, he can just file subpoenas and get. How it will work, incidentally, Owen, is the judge will first figure out, is this well-formed, these cases? Like, is there actually even a case here, assuming everything the prosecutor says is truthful? I'm not even sure on these. And so only if that's true do they then go to this very long discovery process. I think that the actual trial is never going to happen before the election.
Pause it right there. We're up against the break. Let's talk about the trial and also the interesting stuff that you guys have seen that we should publicize.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, Patrick Byrne with us here on The Alex Jones Show. Now, Patrick, you got cut off by the break, kind of getting into the strategy of what needs to be done now in these Trump cases. Do you want to pick it up from there, or you really got interrupted when you were explaining why you don't believe this is even going to make it to trial?
Well, before it makes it to trial, there's going to be this period which Trump can stretch out as long as he wants, a long time, with discovery requests. And in those discovery requests, we're going to get everything that they've been fighting since November 4th to give us. So there's that. It's never going to see trial before the election. And then I expect he will win in the general election because this will tick off so many people. The thing to make sure is that you do not let the fact that they're going to do this to Trump, get you to do anything violent. What they want to do is provoke reaction out of you. As angry as you may be, and hey, I'm not a Donald Trump voter. I'm in this because it's the right thing, and what they're doing is wrong. But they is absolutely wrong. They you can't let them provoke you into violence, because that's going to let them do what they really want to do anyway. So anyway, I can tell you their claims, like they're I'm not even sure their claim on the documents is well formed. I would think that's going to get serious judicial review and skepticism. I'm not sure the president can violate that oath, because by definition, what he says is unclassified. He can wave his finger at something and say it's declassified. It's declassified. I happen to have witnessed that in the Oval Office, too. I witnessed his own lawyers telling him, sir, you can give a job to Sidney Powell. You just have to say she's special counsel. She's special counsel. And he later did. He was angry with him. He said, okay, you said I consent. I just say it. And then someone said, she doesn't have a security clearance. And somebody else, I think General Flynn, said, you can do that verbally too. And General Flynn said, okay, Sidney Powell now has a security clearance. And the lawyers agreed. So it's accepted that once it's actually Marbury versus Madison. People forget what that case is, the substance of the case. They all remember the case establishes that the Supreme Court can have judicial review of congressional laws. But the substance of the case was an appointment had been given by somebody, but it hadn't all been executed, all the paperwork, before there was a change of administration. And the ruling is, when the highest level official has made his decision, when the highest level official of any government act that needs to be decided has made his decision and says so, that's a done act. So Donald Trump, just by saying that over these documents, in addition, he wrote a letter that said these are declassified. So I don't think it's anything about violating that. I think that he probably walked out of the White House with a lot of dirt on a bunch of people, and this was their chance to recover it, I guess.
Yeah, when we're talking about the documents, that theory is out there, and there's still obviously a lot of mystery as to what was even in the documents. Most of it, according to Trump, is mundane and trivial, just kind of daily documents activities. I mean, I'm sure you saw his Oval Office. This guy is you might call him a paper pusher. He likes papers. He likes having paper in front of him. He likes having documents. He likes having file folders. He likes having boxes. He doesn't even do email. And so that just is kind of par for the course when it comes to Trump. And then he's got questions, and they say maybe somebody slipped something into here. So that's two now. You've got two of the cases. So do you think, though, does any of this make it to trial? Is it going to be a long, drawn-out discovery? I mean, I think they'd love to see Trump arrested. I think the Democrats would love to have Trump arrested and in jail before the next election.
Well, they can arrest him. But to put it, he's got to be bailed, and then
he'll get out on appeal.
Well, before you even appeal, you have to be, you get arrested, you get indicted, you get arrested, and then there's this whole, and then you get released on bail, and there's this whole discovery period, and then you get tried. Well, that whole discovery period is going to take longer than we have before the election. So you won't see him tried for anything or convicted before the election of anything, I imagine. And then once he's in the election, this is all going to help him in the election. This is all going to backfire, because actually all the facts about the election of 2020 are going to be coming out through this process, which is self-defeating for them. These people remind me of Wile E. Coyote. They come up with crazier and crazier schemes. Each one blows up in their face.
And it's even more applicable now with Joe Biden in there, the total goon. So, okay, you've seen interesting stuff, and obviously that's a problem. If there's massive voter fraud, then you know what? It might take some time to get that evidence and to sort it all out and figure out what really happened. You're saying that time has passed. We have enough now. I mean, what are some of the things that you think Trump could see now or needs to see now that he didn't see then?
Well, take, for example, the Tennessee error. In Williamson County, Tennessee, an error was discovered. Some woman working elections in 2021 just using Post-it notes discovered you feed 150 ballots into the machine, it gives you 87 votes. You feed 180 votes in, it gives you ballots in, it gives you 95 votes. It was all off. She called for the state. The state came in and did an investigation and found that like 8 out of 17 machines, tabulator machines, it's Dominion Democracy Suite, 5.4B or something, have this error, and it's quite a strange error because it's reproducible. And normally if an error is created because there's a piece of lint over a lens, it's going to change, it's going to fluctuate. This is almost like it was programmed to do this. So the state called the federal government in, which brought the Election Assistance Corporation wing of the federal government in, which couldn't find it, couldn't explain it. They agreed that it was on 8 out of 17 machines. They started calling it the Tennessee error. They brought in the two testing laboratories, the VSLIs, who brought in Dominion, and none of them could find it. And there's no such thing as not being able to find it. If it's a computer program, you can step through it, and you can find it. You can step through the functionality and see why it's doing this. Now, I put to you that if you were finding, if you had some stray code or some a glitch in the machine that let you rig it, and you got caught with this, your answer would be, oh, I can't find it. They said, we can't find, it's in computer science, it's called a report at the end, a root cause analysis. They gave a root cause analysis. Their root cause analysis was, we couldn't find the root cause. Well, that's not a root cause analysis, but they said, don't worry, we've got it patched. We've got it patched, and we'll patch any camera that
has
it.
They didn't find it, but they fixed it?
Yeah, exactly.
So, we didn't find anything, but we fixed the thing we didn't find. Okay.
And we'll come and fix it on your county's machine, but you can't watch us as we install it.
So people understand this, because I'm not a computer programmer or coder. You know this better. The analogy would be like if there's a series of dominoes to push over and fall, and then you notice, hey, not all the dominoes fell. Well, you go find, oh, well, here's where there's a gap. This is why they didn't fall. And so it's easy to find that.
Bingo, on the nose. You can find it. There's no way you can't find it. So the federal government, the EAC, and the testing laboratories now refer, and Dominion now refer formally to the Tennessee error. Well, let me tell you, the Tennessee error was tested. They looked for it in 69 Georgia counties. They were allowed to inspect, and they discovered it in 65 out of 69 counties. They discovered it in Phoenix, Arizona. It's everywhere. There's a woman, Michelle Long Spears, a Democrat, who ran for Congress last year. She lost in the primary. She was number 3 in the primary, Democrat. She goes and checks her precinct. Her precinct had 0 votes. Well, she knew she and her husband had voted for her, so she knew that something was wrong. She went and demanded a hand recount. They discovered she was the winner with 62%. So this Tennessee error is not a theory. It's what the government now calls, what Dominion has acknowledged exists, that was in 65 out of 69 Georgia counties, that's in Tennessee, that's all over the place, that will let us look. Oh, I'll close on this note. We have now looked at, some scientists have looked at the cast vote records, which we have found is a very quick way of finding the mischief. The cast vote records in 9 states, they've been able to examine 9 states' cast vote records. They found in 80% of the counties across 9 states, there is election manipulation.
All right, this is incredible information. We're up against the final break here with Patrick Byrne. Part of me wants to jump through my screen here and into the ocean behind him, but that would probably hurt my head, and so I'm going to not think about that. Patrick, hold that thought. We got one more segment, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is incredible information.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Well, it's an amazing thing. Honestly, the best bet you can make at this point, whatever they, and we know who they is, whatever they accuse Donald Trump of, they are most likely guilty of themselves. That's pretty much the simplest way to put this. And when they cry election interference, it's them that engage in election interference. Now, Patrick Byrne is breaking this down, how this third indictment of Trump can open up the window of opportunity for discovery and evidence to be put forth in a courtroom that says, yes, clearly there is reasons to question the results of the 2020 election, if not outright proof of fraud. And so, Patrick, you were getting into some of the stuff that you've seen. And here's the thing, too. I hear the arguments coming, which is, oh, that's just one county, or that's just one this or one that. No, these are not isolated incidents. When you find one thing, you investigate further. So, I mean, how long could you talk about the stuff that you have discovered?
Oh, we could talk all day and night. I can go on and on. There are so many reports, so many of these findings everywhere people have been. So that Williamson County, Tennessee error, the Tennessee error, it's been found in Pennsylvania. Fulton County, Pennsylvania inspected their own equipment. The dirty Secretary of State and Attorney General tried to stop them. They got it done anyway, and they found the error within their own equipment. So, and I think that equipment is involved in tabulating 40% of the ballots counted in America. Has a Tennessee, you know, is the model of that has the, maybe it's 25% or something. that is this five democracy suite 5.4. So, I mean, our systems are, I've been the CEO of a public company, and when you have to report quarterly numbers to the world, and sometimes it happens that you're going along and you find out, oh, there's some glitch in the system you built 18 months ago down in the bowels when you started that new program, and how it was all, this fitting was supposed to connect to that, and oh, the accounting wasn't right, and there was, well, the accounting wasn't right, and there's several hundred thousand dollars or maybe a couple million dollars that didn't get accounted for. The moment you know that's a possibility as the CEO of a public company, if that's even a possibility, you have like 24 to 48 hours to come out and tell the world, folks, we need to inform you that those numbers we gave you in the past, they're not reliable. We're going to dig in, and within 30 days, we'll have it all figured, and we'll get the truth to you. You have that obligation as a public CEO.
And Donald Trump is the CEO of America, and this is what he's seeing.
If I ran any of the Detroit, of the different operations, these election operations, they are far, far beyond the point they should be worrying about anything they signed. They signed and certified a whole bunch of stuff that turned out to be lies. And everywhere you dig into it, it's lies. Here's one of the most important things. You must know about Tina Peters, Owen. You know that story about that wonderful woman?
Yeah, and by the way, she is one of many expert witnesses that revealed what they saw the day of the election.
Yeah, and it's not just what they saw. They found, thanks to her, they took an image was gotten of the hard drive of that machine before the state, Colorado State Soros people showed up and wiped it clean. And what they discovered was there, in fact, A, yes, they did destroy 100,000 files, which is 100,000 crimes. Setting that aside, what they discovered is the election of 2020 had an illegal manipulation in the middle of it. Something woke up, some hidden code within the machine woke up, created a new database, sucked over 24,000 votes, but 6,000 extra votes showed up in a county that has 100,000 votes. So they, and that behavior on that machine is entirely consistent with there being a hidden script, which is entirely consistent with the Tennessee error. The
whole because again, I'm trying to make sure the language here so that people don't necessarily, that don't understand computer science, might understand. So it sounds like basically, let's say the results are coming in and Trump is winning, and there's something hidden in the algorithm in the machine that as soon as, let's say, Trump goes up 5%, it flips on and all of a sudden the things change. That sounds like what you're talking about.
It looks like what happened in Mesa County, Colorado, which is where Grand Junction is, in 2020. And the same thing happened in May of 2021 in a city election where they got the machine gets through counting a quarter of the votes. Then it wakes up and it creates a new illegal database without any further human intervention, siphons the votes over to make it look like it was the original database, and then adds a bunch of votes and did some manipulation. And then then counts the rest of the 75% of the votes. That happened in Mesa County. There's no explanation. And that would be entirely consistent with this Tennessee error that the government itself is now admitting, that Dominion now admits. The election assistance, it's not crazy theories. It's the EAC of the federal government now admits there's this thing called the Tennessee error in a whole bunch of these machines. So Trump, you'd think he's got a layup. He's got a shot from the pain anyway. I think it's ridiculous that they're going to look terrible. This is going to blow up in their face because we now have all the data. Plus, now that he's got subpoena power, we can not only feed him the results of everything we've done for 2 years, all of this kind of stuff that's been 15, 20 places, stories like I just given you. I think they're going to napalm. I think they're going to win those cases, but it's never going to get to trial because he's going to be president first.
Well, and you've seen a lot of, and you've been reporting this too, going around in media interviews, a lot of the stuff that you've seen from the forensic analysis, others have been doing this as well. But even just from what's out there publicly, with any common American can go see, they can go look at the voting results in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Georgia and Arizona that all look the exact same with the vote Viagra for Biden, just going straight up. I mean, if you gave this to a second grader and you said, hi, second grader, find the anomaly in this line graph, they would point right to the vote Viagra for Biden at 3:30 in the morning. This happened in 5 states. We can show the trucks pulling up with truckloads of ballots at 3 in the morning. I mean, it's like all this is public available. The 3,000 Mules documentary. I mean, there's enough just available to the public to raise question.
You know where else that happened, Owen? That happened in Ukraine in 2014. That happened in Fallujah in Iraq, 2008. It happened in the Philippines in 2010 and 2016. It happened in Ghana. It happened everywhere they use this equipment. And every time there's a crazy story about why we had to shut down. Oh, we had to shut down counting because somebody spilled something or because of water main overflowed or because the Russians had an attack or because the sun's rising in the west. So we had to shut down counting. And what do you know? When we turn it back up, oh, in the counting, oh, there's this, what do you call it? Vote Viagra?
I call it Vote Viagra.
Funny.
It sends it straight up. I mean, that's, you know. But it's Biden needed two, though. Biden actually, if you go look, Biden needed multiple vote Viagras.
Well, he's older. It happened all over the world. It happens all over the world where there are these phony elections. This happens. And they have different cockamamie stories to explain it in each one. It's absurd. So I think that he's got them beat. I don't even think these cases are well-formed. A good judge should throw these out, like, why is it possibly sedition or not? Well, they don't have – the J6 charges aren't about sedition or insurrection. It just has to do with interfering with a federal process or something. So I guess they're going to say, well, by telling people to march to the Capitol and by insinuating – or they're going to say he insinuated to go inside and disrupt Congress – that was disrupting a federal proceeding. Is that,
that's the argument, more or less, yes.
That sounds like a good judge should say this is just shouldn't. Oh, this is going in front of a judge I know, a judge out in, she was Maria Butina's judge. She was his Obama's second term appointment.
Tanya Chutkin?
Yeah, Tanya Chutkin. Look up, I've written about Ms. Chutkin, Her Honor Chutkin. I've written about her. And you can look her up on Deep Capture. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel comfortable knowing that this Obama-appointed judge from Jamaica is certainly not going to go in there with any bias or any anti-white bigotry or trying to get revenge for any of her black ancestors against the white man. I feel confident that that's not going to happen.
You know what happened with Maria Butina? You know about the rape and murder?
Well, if you want to talk about it, we got 90 seconds till we're off air. Might be another story for another day.
I set up the federal government and a great, anyway, time, Your Honor Chutkin's backfinding in the case of Maria Butina turned out to be amazingly short-sighted and leave something to be desired. I'll leave it at that.
And that was part of the big Russian collusion nonsense that they were trying to build a narrative on. Patrick Byrne, thank you so much for your excellent analysis today.
Thank you, Owen. It's a pleasure to be on with you again.
All right, now go enjoy that beach for us all, please, for all of us here.
This is Hoboken, New Jersey. I just have a good green screen, but I'm in Hoboken, New Jersey, okay?
Patrick Byrne, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does it for the Alex Jones Show for today. I'll be hosting the War Room. We got a lot of great guests and news coverage and maybe some breaking news from Alex Jones as well. Remember, InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is possible. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. This is one of our most top-selling supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. It's in stock right now, 25% off. Take advantage of this sale while supplies last. 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, click it on over, band.video to the War Room channel. That's where I'll be in.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.